Thank you for this opportunity to talk about this new innovation. This actually all started about 18 months ago when we saw the 48-hour EWT limitations on work patterns for SPRs and junior doctors. And I'm sure you all read about a lot of stuff in the press. And there are some very, very uniform thought processes that are coming through that, firstly, regulation of working time is here to stay. I mean, unless it takes some great miracle, I don't think it's going to change. I was, in fact, at a conference in Dublin last week, at an international conference on surgical education, where we had perspectives on training and the challenges faced in America, Canada, the continent, and the UK. Interestingly, the American trainees have now come down to 80 hours, and at the end of their training, 70% of them feel that they have not achieved their targets in training. The Australians have come down to 60 hours in training, and apparently they are happier because they do spend a lot of their time outside these 60 hours in training. So they appear to be a happier lot, but at the same time, the evidence is not very strong enough. This data was presented by Ian Goff, one of the leading lights in Australian surgery. And in the continent, I hear various mixed reports, but my colleagues here might be able to enlighten us as to what's happening. But in the UK, we have a pattern that's emerged and is fixed at the moment at 48 hours. And however good we are with our training, and however committed we are as trainees, time is a factor in training. So what can we do? There are three things you could do. You could change the work pattern, which I don't think is going to happen. We could be more creative in the way we develop our rotor systems, or consider more innovative training programs. And that is the subject of my talk today. Okay.